Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is a special edition of the Bobby Mack Show here on Tuesday, joined in the studio by Dave Schwartz and Fan of SC, and special cameo appearance today by Ashley Landis, our friend from the South Carolina Policy Council, who are also great watchdogs on what's going on down in Columbia. We are talking about empowering you to be able to get the results that you would desire from your state representatives in Columbia. We talked in the last hour about roads. We're going to talk in this hour as well about, unfortunately, how the good old boys in Columbia can take care of their liberal billionaire buddies like the Carolina Panthers owner from New Jersey, but not so much for the working class people here in South Carolina. So we'll work our way around to that. And as promised, let's go to the phone in this hour. Go to the phones and begin with John, who is in Greenville. Hi, John, and welcome to the special edition Bobby Mack Show with Dave and Ashley.
Good afternoon. The topic's very simple. Term limits. How do we get term limits enacted in the South Carolina General Assembly?
Yeah, that's a fair question. Hugh Leatherman should have had it enforced on him years and years ago. Ashley, the question is, how do we get term limits on the good old boys in Columbia?
Well, that is a good question. Here's what I'm going to put back at you. This may surprise some of you, but in truth, there's a better solution than that.
Really?
The answer is change the system itself, because here's the problem. You term limit these guys. The last year they're in there, they're just setting up their new gig,
right,
a lobbyist or in state government. And the system here, the whole thing's got to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing to do is to limit the power of whomever is in there. And the way to do that is to institute separation of powers, the normal kind of republic that we should have here,
right,
so that a handful of legislative leaders are not the ones who are running the state, the ones you don't vote for. And that, I promise you, the long-term solution, that's the best way to change things in South Carolina.
Does that answer your question, John?
I'd like to throw the bums out, all of them.
Yeah, that would be an equitable solution for me as well. And we'll have an opportunity to do that again before long, because I was just, during the break, was talking with Dave and Ashley about one of my pet peeves, and that is legislators are still representing their constituents down in Columbia, and we're talking about a substantial number of them who voted for things like the gas tax. You know, I'm sorry, but after doing something like that, they got to go.
Well, and Bob, we're a conservative state. I mean, as John called in, we're conservatives.
Right.
And we're supposed to be represented. We're supposed to be represented by conservatives who call themselves Republicans, and they run every year on cutting our taxes, on fiscal conservatism. They run on fixing our roads. They run on all these things, pro-life, pro-gun.
Gun rights. Yeah.
And they don't do any of that.
Right.
Right. They lie. Once they get down to Columbia, it's like all of a sudden they turn into, you know, liberals.
Is this in large measure, Ashley, do you think, because they feel like they can continue to get away with this stuff without consequence? That they're going to get reelected anyhow?
That's exactly what it is. And honestly, think about it. So-called conservatives have had control of state government now for 19 years.
Right. Almost 2 decades.
I'm talking the whole thing.
Right.
That's right. And here's what we've noticed over those years. There isn't even the pretense of cutting taxes across the board anymore.
Right.
Think about it.
When's they don't even
the last
bring it
time?
Up.
They don't even bring it up.
Right.
Spending caps, deregulation, rights, protection of rights. When is the last time you've really heard your legislator even talk about those things? They're
right.
Not happening in Columbia.
Pretty sad. RJ is next up, and he is in my stomping grounds of Taylor's. Hi, RJ, and welcome to the special edition Bobby Mack Show. Good to have you here.
Thank you for taking my call today, Mr. McClain.
Yes, sir.
And thank you for assembling a board of experts with Dave and the young lady that you have there today to answer our questions and help us on this. I'll try to get right to the point. I don't know if you received your yearly ad valorem where you pay your taxes and on your car and get your decal.
Yes.
But I received mine in July.
Right.
And my wife opened it, and she said, well, it's twice as much because of a tax or a fee in here. And I said, well, that can't be right. I says, Bob's got Dave Schwartz down there watching this sort of thing for us, and I hadn't heard him speak about it. Well, it's twice as much as it was last year.
You bet.
And it's because of a fee called a road maintenance fee.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This is.
And I was wondering if Dave knows anything about that, or is that.
Yes. Him being
state, that being Greenville County, I don't know if he could answer that.
He does know a great deal about that. And this is part of the dirty little secret, because we talk about the gas tax itself, the 2 cents each additional year that's been put in with this legislation. But there are other hidden fees within that bill that we don't talk about, that you suddenly may have not heard anything about on a local TV newscast or anything else, and then you get your tax bill and you're surprised, as you were. Ashley and Dave, I'll let you deal with this.
Okay, you know what? That's a great point. And that's true at the state level. It's true at the county level. It's true at every level.
Yep.
You notice they promised you that when they said, we're gonna lower your property taxes, they're not going to go up. Lower your property taxes. Well, whose property taxes are lower?
Right.
Right? The car tax is one of the highest in the country.
Yep.
It's a county tax. And unfortunately, like most fees, those things are not debated. And there's your problem, right? They'll vote for this general fund,
mm-hmm.
county council, state, the legislature. But there's a whole bunch of money that's not being discussed. They're just automatically increasing these things.
Right.
And the public doesn't know what's happening until it's too late, because those are fees.
Right.
And not taxes.
Well, and the road maintenance fee, I think what RJ was referring to, was part of that gas tax hike bill.
Yes.
That was part of the plan. So not only
right.
was it the gas pump, right, we're going to pay eventually 12 extra cents per gallon.
Right.
But we're also going to have our license renewal fee jacked up.
You
we're
bet.
Also going to have the sales tax on when we buy cars jacked up on us, right?
Yep.
And the,
right.
the road maintenance fee. And RJ, his point is well taken, and he's exactly right. Folks are opening up these envelopes from the county property taxes
and
seeing
going,
the state
the?
Tax on there.
Yeah.
Right.
It doubled, and guess what? RJ, it's a road maintenance fee. That was part of that, Bob, and you remember talking about this,
yep.
and Ashley too, the fee and the tax lingo, right? And they
right.
changed
right.
that up on the floor, and it's all about, guess what? When we're talking, I don't know if RJ was listening, when we were talking about the State Infrastructure Bank, Corrupt Hugh Leatherman Slush Fund,
right?
That was the fee, that was the whole purpose of calling that a road maintenance fee, so they could take that money and shovel it into the State Infrastructure Bank to pay off that debt.
Right.
Because that's what RJ's talking about.
If it had been in the original language of the bill, RJ, if it had been a tax, they would not have been able to play fast and loose with what they did with the money.
That's right.
But through the magic of linguistics, mm-hmm. They changed tax to fee, and thereby were able to do all kinds of insidious things with the money.
That's right.
To float bonds for other projects or other kinds of things. Without you thinking that they've increased your taxes.
And that's the whole thing. And you know what? We caught it, unfortunately, a little too late to really force the issue.
Right.
But not only are they going to pay down debt, they're going to borrow new debt. They're going to use that money unconstitutionally to leverage new bonds. And I would say this about fees. You have to keep your eye on that. At the county level, at the state level,
you
they're
bet.
Creeping up all the time.
Right.
And
right.
that's the bottom line. You want to hold somebody accountable? Hold your state legislators accountable.
You bet.
Hold the governor accountable. That's who you got to hold accountable for all this. RJ,
I'm sorry
great
that
call.
You were surprised with that, but that is great information that a lot of people may not have noticed yet, because they may not have seen their renewal yet. Hopefully,
yeah, I've been listening. I've been listening to every word Dave was saying, and I appreciate that, Dave. And I'm a member of Dave's texting network.
Excellent.
And Dave, and for the listeners to know, Dave's made it real easy. On that texting network. Matter of fact, I just did the pothole thing, and
great.
It came right up, and it is just super easy to use that. And I wished everybody would get on board, but because I am a member of that, I was really surprised that they left fielded me on this fee without us knowing about it ahead of time.
Yeah, they love to do
thanks,
that.
RJ.
They love to do that, RJ. Thanks very much for the call. 16 after 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. When we come back, I wish I could say it wasn't so, but in Colombia, it's the triple C. Colombia corruption continues. We talking about that next here on the Bobby Mack Show on Tuesday.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Excellent.
Yeah, pretty much describes the heart of your average South Carolina legislator. Cold as ice. Yeah, but they have our best interests at heart, don't you know? 423 here on the Bobby Mack Show. It's a special edition with my friend Dave Schwartz from Freedom Action Network of South Carolina, fan of SC. And Ashley Landis is another great friend from the South Carolina Policy Council and thenerve.org. A couple of things you ought to be involved with is the Facebook page of Freedom Action Network, because they keep you up to date on a daily basis of what the good old boys are up to. And thenerve.org and the email that they send out also on a daily basis that will also keep you in the loop as to what's going on. Like, for instance, Mike Pitts being newly announced as a South Carolina magistrate / judge. He's not a lawyer, of course, but he plays one when he's behind the bench. And if you're wondering if this is a good gig to have, according to salary.com, which I just looked up, how much does a judge magistrate make in South Carolina? The average judge magistrate salary in South Carolina is $152,227 as of May 31 this year. But the range typically falls between $149,318 and $170,358. This is a great gig to get for a guy who was gainfully unemployed.
Well, Bob, let's remember, I'm sorry. It's sad because it's funny, or it's funny because it's sad. I don't know which one, but yeah. Like, I mean, Mike Pitts, you know, and there's no other word to describe it. Remember, this is a guy, this former state representative down in Lawrence County.
Right.
Right. And when we were talking about him earlier this year, he quit his gig in the legislature,
right?
Because he thought he was going to roll right into this $100,000 a year job. Ashley, which one was it? I forget which bureaucracy.
Heading up the conservation.
The conservation.
Conservation
bank, right.
Board.
Some
obscure, of
course. Some obscure, right. You know, bureaucracy that does very little for the lives.
He
of
might have
South
had to work a day or two a week. Who knows?
Right. You bet. He didn't want to go to Columbia, right, where it's based. I'm sure
right.
He wanted to stay in Lawrence.
Sure.
And so now we find out this guy's going to. He got appointed.
A magistrate.
As a magistrate judge making, like you said, more
between
than
between 150 and 170.
I mean, and you just have to look. And I know Ashley's going to talk about detail with Mike Pitts because she has a longer history than I do with him. But I'm sorry, there's no other term but loser, leech. I don't know what else to say about these politicians that leech into these government positions making oodles and oodles, six-figure jobs.
And stay there forever.
It's not just the six-figure job, y'all.
Uh-huh.
It's the health care that comes with it, and it's that damn pension.
Right.
Right, that's already billions and billions and billions of dollars underfunded.
In debt, right.
And if you are a politician in this state, you can make that kind of money doing practically nothing. If you're like us and you work for a living and you have a real job for a living, guess what? You got to continue to slave away and pay the wages so these guys like Mike Pitts get to live toot sweet lives. And I'm just sick of it. I mean, it's sad that this leech on society gets to do this because he's politically connected in Columbia, and it's not the first time
you know who,
that this guy's been on our radar.
You know who ought to be really ticked off at this kind of thing happening? If I was a South Carolina highway patrolman, you know, does the average highway patrolman make $158,000 a year, do you think?
Don't even have to look to know that.
You know, and they put their lives on the line right. every day yeah. when they go out there.
More and more.
Yeah. And yet, you know, here we got, you know, again, professional politician, professional bureaucrat who lands another cushy job. And he was shut out of the conservation board because, well, there was some conflict of interest there that kept him out, I think, or I can't remember the details. But in any event, he withdrew his name from consideration for that. Probably, you know, the way things work, being told, hey, Mike, you know, this is not looking good. You got a conflict here. Withdraw your nomination to head up the conservation board, and we'll find another gig for you. We'll take care of you, but let's make this one go away. And look, it's pitiful, but that's the way things work.
That's absolutely right. It's really stunning. He didn't get the first gig that he was set up for, so they turned around and found something else for him to do. And, you know, a magistrate is your local judge, right? Dealing with these municipal matters. And I don't even think you have to have a law degree to be a magistrate in the state of South Carolina.
No, you don't. I don't believe you do.
Wrap your mind around that. You got a former legislator who couldn't get the first gig he wanted
right.
because there was a conflict of interest there on not only on one of his votes, but a lot of discussion about the role mm-hmm. he played. And, you know, by the way, the bill that they voted on was a bill not to allow a legislator to have that job.
Oh, that's right.
I remember that?
That's right. And that was, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And Mike voted on that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I got to get my vote in on that one since I'm up for the gig.
Right.
Jeez.
That's right.
Truly incredible. It's funny because I teased this segment as corruption continues in Columbia. More on this when we come back on the other side. 4:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show, a special edition with my friends Dave Schwartz from Freedom Action Network of South Carolina and Ashley Landis from the South Carolina Policy Council. News is next, and we're right back on the other side here on Tuesday.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, Dan.
Welcome back. 4:37 now here on the Bobby Mack Show. 23 before 5, a very special edition for the first 2 hours today, and we're wrapping up the second hour now with my friends Dave Schwartz from Freedom Action Network of South Carolina and Ashley Landis from South Carolina Policy Council. In on the text line, Bobby, magistrates only require a high school diploma.
Yep.
That's good to know. Wasn't a dropout. And can't sentence anyone more than $1,000 or 90 days. Bobby, I hear a lot of bad, but I don't hear any solutions, and this texting that we're doing isn't working because look what happened with the NFL owner.
Yeah.
Well, we do what we can, you know, but what we're trying to do is to empower you along with us to be able to make some changes.
You know, it's slow going, no question about it.
It is. It's an uphill slog.
Yeah, that's...
Well, and let's hold on. Let's also not forget things that we have done. And
yeah,
that
that's
your
right.
listeners done. I mean,
well, we staved off the gas tax for two sessions of the legislature.
You bet.
In a row.
That's right.
You bet. And we're holding them accountable for it, and they don't like it.
Right. No, they hate it.
And you know, look, two bad, really bad dudes got kicked off the DOT commission because of your listeners.
That's true.
I mean,
that's very true.
Corrupt Leatherman's son-in-law,
right?
John Hardy is not on the DOT commission anymore because of your listeners.
Right.
Mike Wooten, who's that scumbag from Horry County that kept funneling money into his own pocket with our taxes, he's not on the commission either because of what your listeners have done. So it is. It's a lot of hard work. It ain't easy. But look, I would suggest that person too. You got to hold your legislators accountable. Don't worry about everybody else. When you can hold your legislators accountable and your politicians accountable, that's where it all begins.
You bet. Also in on the text line, Bob, Mike Pitts is the best back scratcher around, so his, quote, poor health, end quote, won't preclude him from holding court.
I forgot about that, yeah.
Bob may need to change the good in good old boys. There ain't nothing good about this group. Bobby, I guess tar and feathering is out of the question. Damn political correctness. Bobby, can we surround the chamber and not let them out until they get this stuff straightened out? You know, it's funny you mention that. During the time I was in Tennessee, there was a proposal to institute a state income tax. Tennessee still doesn't have one. And a guy was a local talk show host, and his name slips my mind
now.
He empowered his listeners to come out, and they all drove around.
And honked the horns.
And honked their horns while the legislative session was in progress.
Right.
To let them know, hey, you know, state income tax, no way, Jose.
Yeah.
And it went down in flames.
No, we need that here. We need it here.
Yeah, we do need that here. We may have to do that. Bobby, I understand that even before the gas tax was even implemented, we had a surplus that could have covered expenses for roads. Considering we have a gas tax in place now, this just adds to the coffers of the money train. Why is the government continuously finding other avenues to tax us of in the name of maintaining roads?
Yeah.
Told my wife I may run for state representative. My only platform is I'm not a lawyer. From Dan.
He'll probably do well in the Republican primaries.
I think it could be a substantial advantage. Please, that bunch in Columbia is just like Lindsey Graham. They talk the talk during election year, and then it's back to being a bunch of old-time Southern Democrats after the election, and it doesn't matter if there's a D or an R behind their name. Sad but true. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo, always the same in South Carolina. Cry about the government, then come voting time. Put the same people back in. Term limits, my eye. Voting provides term limits.
That's right.
Bob, for 3 years, I've attempted to contact my representative, Carl Allen. Oh, yeah, Carl Allen. He was ethically challenged, I believe, a while back.
Yeah.
He doesn't offer an email or a phone number, nothing like constituent service, I always say. Twice I contacted his law office. His assistant is kind, but what can she do? He's never returned my call. Bob, the New Deal liberals need a conservative group to sponsor them for a covered wagon trip starting in Siberia. No motors, no heaters, no modern anything. Let them feel what it's like to progress backwards. Idiots. Bob, and furthermore, bike riders act like they own the roads and it's our job to avoid them.
They do.
God forbid, really, though. I'm not going down the bicycle road. I'm not going there.
I can't do that with my wife either, by the way. Every time I complain about bicyclists, my wife who rides her bicycle, man, she bites my head off.
I can recognize a minefield when I see one. Bobby, Fork Shoals Road is so bad behind the Donaldson Center that Michelin sends their fleet of vehicles there to test their tires. They obviously are testing how they react to ridiculously crappy roads. Bobby, auto drivers dodge potholes and pay for bike lanes while bikers pay no road or fuel
right.
tax. Although we're going to hear, you know, I can tell you what the bicyclists are going to say. Well, we have vehicles too, and we pay taxes on those vehicles, so blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So the corruption continues with the appointment of Mike Pitts. He's going to be a brand new magistrate for about $158,000 to $172,000 a year. Where do we see this heading down the road? Because Ashley, you mentioned and we've got a couple of minutes before the break here. You mentioned when we were talking during the last break, you do see some light at the end of the tunnel.
You know what? I do. I really do. Think about it, and it's hard to even go back 10 years or so. But remember, in the state house, legislators didn't used to record their votes.
That's true.
Right? You couldn't even see how your legislator voted.
When I started this program, they didn't record their votes.
That's exactly right. We identified the problem at the policy council, put a report out to show you the percentage, which, by the way, was an average 5% of the time when they pass laws.
Right.
Your state legislature recorded their votes. Well, guess what? That changed.
Right.
Income source disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't see how these guys were paid. So you had no idea if there was a conflict of interest. Because of the pressure, and you were all a part of that, they actually got so tired of being asked to fill out those voluntary forms
yeah.
we sent out.
Right.
Right? That not only did a third of them, at your request, disclose their income sources, but they passed the law to mandate it.
Right.
Yeah. Now, those are things people said could not be done.
That's true.
And Dave's absolutely right. These two commissioners, and you know what? Part of that, they had to change the law and get rid of that nominating commission of legislators.
Right.
So the governor started to do it, and there was some leverage. Things are changing, but it's not, we're undoing a system that has been in place a century.
Right. Yeah. 1895 was when the state constitution went into effect.
Right.
And they've had that period of time to build the machine and hone it and refine it.
Well, and that's the thing is, you know, Ashley mentioned Conflict Watch with their income disclosure. Look, that's the same thing we're trying to do with pothole.
Right.
The pothole watch here. Right.
Right.
When you text pothole to 52886, you're forcing your legislators to be confronted about these roads, in which they are responsible for.
And they hate it.
They hate it.
Really?
And look, you know, we saw with the text lines, look, they're going to ignore me. Okay, we have to start treating our politicians like employees because
right.
that's what they are. They work for us. And so, Bob, you know, you were a boss at one point,
mm-hmm.
right? When you have employees underneath of you, and when you hire them, they first start out, look, they're going to mess up a little bit. You got to hold them accountable. You got to tell them the right way to do it.
Correct.
And if they refuse to do it the right way, then you've got to fire them.
Right.
And that also is a trigger that citizens have the ability to do, right? When they're not listening to you and they ignore you and Carl Allen doesn't call you back for three
right.
years,
yeah.
you know, fire his ass.
Right.
I mean, I'm being serious.
Right.
It's time to fire employees that don't do a good job, but we've got to stay on top of them. And as Ashley said, The whole conflict watch, forcing them to disclose how they make a living, where do they earn their money from? That's the same thing we're trying to do here with the roads. Text the word pothole to 52886. Force them to answer the questions about your roads. When are your roads going to get fixed? Is it on the project list? When is it going to get fixed? And if it's not on the project
right.
list, why
yeah.
not?
Boil it down to specifics to where you live. 4:46 here on the Bobby Mac Show. 14 before 5, and when we come back, we'll do our summations here, if we may, Your Honor. And in addition to that, we also will talk a bit about Second Amendment gun rights, because we hear a lot of hot air out of Columbia on that topic. And Second Amendment gun rights are under attack in many parts of the country. Here in this state, unfortunately, we trail many others that would be considered less conservative than South Carolina. So where are we going on our gun rights? When we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. 4:52 now. It's 8:45. We're in the closing minutes here of our special edition on Tuesday. We do this every so often. We did it several months ago, and doing it again today, 2 hours worth with Dave Schwartz from the Freedom Action Network of South Carolina and my pal Ashley Landis from South Carolina Policy Council. You know, you just touched on something, Dave, that we ought to talk about. How many of these people are in either these bureaucratic positions to which they're appointed by their buddies, or they happen to luck into being elected. How many of these people actually have been successful in private business, in private industry, and how many of them have found a nice home, if you will, in the bureaucracy?
Well, look, Ashley knows better than I do, but I would tell you, I mean, just in the last couple of years, watching the State House and watching these legislators.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't know how else to describe it, so I'm just going to use the word that comes to mind, which is losers. I mean, these are folks that depend on taxpayer money,
right?
You know, for their quote, second jobs, whether it's, you know, Paul Campbell, you know, State Senator Paul Campbell, we talked about a couple weeks ago. Paul lying to the police, Campbell, by the way. We didn't talk about him this today, but we'll have plenty of time for him later.
Yeah, he was a DUI guy.
I mean, he's the CEO of the Charleston Airport.
Right.
And Alan Clemens.
For 200 grand a year.
300 grand a year now.
Holy cow.
And Alan Clemens, who is a state rep out of Myrtle Beach, he's applying to be the Horry County Administrator, which is a 200 grand a year job. Bob, these guys they can't be in the real world. They can't make it in the private sector. The only thing they know how to do is use their power to get government gigs.
Yeah,
and so
and
we
influence.
Fund their pensions. And yeah. We fund. But Ash, I mean, look, y'all, you've been following this for years.
That's right. And honestly, I'll say this. One of the things that we've been talking about a good bit, and Dave hit on it, is the dual office holding.
Yeah, right.
The Constitution clearly prohibits a legislator from holding any other position, office or position, whether for trust or profit.
Right.
And yet we do see several legislators who are holding down jobs that are government jobs.
Right.
The head of the economic development, you know, group over at one of
well,
the
Mike
colleges.
Forrester,
that's right.
It's Mike Spartanburg Forrester. County, right?
That's right.
I mean, he's a state representative and he's the economic development muckety-muck at the Spartanburg Community College.
Right.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So we're seeing that increasingly, and truly, the legislature's in session 6 months out of the year.
Yeah.
When do most of them have time? I'm going to tell you, this whole machine in Columbia has begun to feed itself even more.
Mm-hmm.
It's a profit-making machine. That's why the legislative session needs to be jumped down to 2 or 3 months.
Please.
If they can do it in Texas, they can do it in South Carolina, and that will be much more of an incentive for these guys to actually have to, you know, put in some time in the private sector.
Yeah. We do have a couple of minutes remaining here, and I wanted to touch on, as I mentioned before the break, Second Amendment gun rights, because we see every year on the campaign trail, or every election cycle, I should say, on the campaign trail, I'm all for the Second Amendment. They're not going to take my guns from my cold, dead hands, blah, blah, blah. And then they get down to Columbia, and we get a piece of legislation that would bring us up on a par with how many other states have open carry, Dave? What is it?
Well, 45 states have open carry of some sort.
Right.
We're one of five. It's us, New York, California, Illinois, and Florida.
Well, that's certainly good company.
Right. That's great company.
Those
New York
are
and California.
States you'd typically think of as being bastions of conservatism.
Yeah, right. We're one of five states that doesn't allow open carry. And now I think Kentucky was the 15th state that have some sort of constitutional carry, which is what, you know, we were pushing this year, which is just basically restoring our rights. Bob, our rights are given to us by God. They're enumerated in the United States Constitution. There's no comma. There's no parentheses.
Right. It just says shall not be infringed.
And these guys in Columbia just don't get that. They don't want to restore our rights. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah. We get bills, good bills. Like, what was it? 2345? Was that the number?
Yeah, 3456.
Close. That's it. 3-4-5. The number's always through
that's
me.
That's right.
3456 was a good bill, and it sat in committee and sat in committee and sat in committee because the guy who was the head of the committee didn't want to bring it out to the floor for a vote.
Progressive Peter McCoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's worse. they're introducing legislation in the state of South Carolina. They're introducing red flag laws.
That's right.
Right.
Which would...
Terrible.
That's right. Allow
Terrible.
Government to take your gun with no due process.
Right.
You know, they're eroding what progress we have made. Remember, a couple years ago, law passed to allow you to take your gun into a restaurant.
Yep.
They wanted to repeal that this year.
Well, keep up with what the good old boys in Columbia are up to and what you can do to throw the speed spikes down in the road. Fan of SC on Facebook, South Carolina Policy Council on the web. Ashley has a great newsletter that comes out called The Nerve. That's thenerve.org. You should be on both of those. Thanks so much for your time today.
Come out Monday,
guys.
Monday, July 1st. Come out to the gas station right there on Pelham Road,
Eagles
gas station.
Eagles gas.
7 a.m. Monday morning. Come get some tax-free gas on us.
Yeah, we'll talk about that some more between now and then, too. Dave and Ashley, thanks so much for your time again.
Always good to see you, Bob.
And thanks,
thank you.
Thanks so much for what you do in keeping an eye on what these guys are up to in Columbia. See you back on the other side with the 5 o'clock Follies here on the Bobby Mac Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.